We need to do the final chapter of today's meeting.
What?
Fading out.
The reports from the LSB chairs. Five minutes each for the chairs and 10 minutes of Q&A, and I would like to have the Q&A be 1 minute question, 1 minute answer. LSB chairs, Mike, you want to start? You're the host. You're the host, LSB guy. You can, here they all come.
Dead air is acceptable on the internet. I have spoken.
Okay, Mike, why don't you go ahead?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Mike Martin, the chair of the KPFT LSB, and again, welcome to Houston. And I want to start off by echoing one thing our general manager started off by saying, how proud we are of our four members on the LS, on our national committee, Sam and Henry and Teresa and Wendy. We're very, very proud to have our representatives on the board, and we're very excited about watching them, and they've been great to us in terms of the kind of representation they've given to us. I also want to introduce the other board members that we have here for KPFT, since we are the host city, that have been here, and we have over on this side of the room, I'll just kind of go around the ones that have been here. Ted Weisgall, who is the chair of our co-chair of our outreach committee, and is doing great work. Deb Shafto. Deb is chair of our governance committee, and let me tell you, in these first months of our formation, Deb was our chair of our lab last year. She's chair of governance this year, and she has been instrumental in providing really great and strong leadership in the areas of formulating ourselves as a board. Scooter Schrell in the back. Scooter is our good idea man. Scooter came up with the program council concept, and we are in the middle of our program council stage, and it's a great idea. Melinda Eiley Don, standing next to Scooter, is the chair of our elections committee, and Melinda has just a tremendous enthusiasm. We're very, very excited about here. Robin Lewis is sitting behind her. She is actually not on the board, but she ran our elections last year, and I mean, it's just amazing what she accomplished, and I can't help but not recognize her. Sandra Rawlings is on our elections committee and on our development committee, and is just doing a super job. Donna Platt, who's not on our board, but she is our development director, and is critical to our development process. Amina Al-Zaire is on, I think, all committees, but almost all committees. But she is her enthusiasm. If we can just hers alone is just like a gasoline engine, and just super and really doing great work. And let me see if I've got everybody who was on the board. Oh, Paige, I was just talking to Paige Keller, who is on our budget and personnel committees, and is also at the station a lot. I ran into her just about four times last week alone, doing different things. And Ann, let me tell you, I know Roger, you have got to be. I'm sure you are a great secretary, but I'll tell you, there is no better secretary than Richard Uzel, who is our secretary of the board, and who is also the chair of our building committee. And I mean, I couldn't do it without Richard. So
you've
just
used up your 5 minutes.
I think I probably just used that 5 minutes, but I wanted to introduce my board.
I know, and so. Thank you very much. And you may go ahead with your report.
Okay.
But I'm going to urge the others, please.
Yeah, fortunately, they don't have
their LSBs here. Yeah. Anyway.
I'll be brief on my board report. My board report speaks for itself. It's in your packet. The only thing I would add to it is that I think one of the focus of our LSB at the beginning has been trying to figure out how to govern itself and trying to figure out how to take the first steps into being a responsible board. And I think it's done a great job on doing that. Our governance, most of what we've debated and talked about in our first 4 months of existence have been on governance issues. And we have almost completed the process in which we've promulgated standing rules that enable us to deal with some of the process issues. And Sam's also chair of our build, the broadcast vehicle committee. And anyway, what we've focused in on is becoming a board and maturing to a point where we can operate and make decisions. And you're in the space city, and I would use the analogy of a rocket where we've put the rocket on the pad, and it's halfway out to the tarmac where we're going to launch it. And I really think in a couple of months we're going to go into high orbit. And we've got some really great things cooking at the committee level. Our development committee has got some ideas about how to really take outreach and develop it and merge it, create a PowerPoint presentation, go to our stakeholder groups, our listener groups that, you know, everything from unions to minority organizations to all of our different stakeholder groups and begin developing bridges, not only in terms of fundraising, but in terms of relationships. Our outreach committee has come up with the idea of developing a community advisory board that is not just a board of a small 12 people, but is a representative board with trustees from all representatives organizations as kind of like an umbrella over the radio station, so that we again build bridges into the community and can really implement a community and needs assessment based upon a real representation and bringing everybody into our tent. And these are some of the ideas that are floating around that hopefully we'll be debating and promulgating and implementing this summer. So we're very excited. The greatest thing about this whole process for me has been, and I had this feeling yesterday, and this is what I'll close with. I mean, I was sitting in the room with you all yesterday, and quite frankly, it was an honor. After learning and listening to you all and learning about your own personal histories and backgrounds and your struggles, it was an honor to be in the room. And I'm happy to say that about my own board as well. And so we're very excited, and we're happy to be here, and hopefully we'll be rocketing off into to Mars and elsewhere.
Okay, Roger, Dave, Mark, William, and Gerald, and that's going to probably be it. We'll see.
First off, thanks for the ride from the airport. Great job.
Oh, and Deb was responsible for that,
yeah,
too.
You drove and we got here. So, but as a board member, it's been brought to my attention that there's been struggles in the governance process locally, particularly with parliamentary procedure. And just a quick question or two. One specific question is something about a couple of standing committees who were formed in February that haven't actually been able to meet yet. Can you speak to that?
We have two standing committees that have not yet met. Budget and oversight. We've had budget reports at every station board meeting, and that they've been picked apart. And you've got our station manager's budget report. And personnel and management. And I think budget and oversight is Dahlia Stokes is our treasurer. She's not here, but she certainly participated on the national level. And quite frankly, after listening to last night and listening to some of the motions that you all adopted, I think it's kind of good that we kind of now have a little bit of better roadmap. Personnel and human resources or management is something that we haven't focused in on purpose on my part. I haven't pushed it simply because I wanted our board to be mature enough to deal with that issue and get its own situation in order, and that's what we focused in on. And again, I think another thing we're going to be interested in hearing from is what y'all's personnel committee does in terms of constructing a management or evaluation process. So I think there ought to be some interfacing there, but we'll obviously be doing the same thing, and that will happen this summer. But we've got some good things going, and so you know, we wanted to focus on some of these other issues first, is kind of how we looked at it.
Time. Thank you. Dave.
In L.A., we've had the very nice experience of retreat, including management, giving us an extensive presentation about what's going on in the network, in the station, and talking about some of the underlying issues about, you know, different models of radio, how do you organize things. And we sort of set the tone that over the next year we're going to be dealing with some of these core issues. How do you feel the relationship between your board and the management is in terms of integrating the board's activity into real, a meaningful role in the life of the station and decision making, and what do you think needs to happen next to improve that?
The short answer to your question is I think the relationship is good, and I think the communication is good. I think from listening to you all and participating yesterday in your retreat, that debate is going on at this level as much, and I think perhaps what you all develop is going to be a template for how we follow in terms of interfacing with management. I think that we, and I have a better clarity about this now since I've been here, that we do need, as LSBs, to look to you all for leadership on some of these issues, and that would be one in terms of defining that, that I think is critical, and you all are clearly in that debate right now. We have a good relationship, and our program council committee, for example, was a concept that management offered to our LSB in terms of finding a way to give listeners better and stronger input over just management on programming. They came to us and said, you know, this is something we endorse, and that process is not complete. But that's a signal to me that there's a healthy relationship, and I hope we can build on that.
Thanks. Mark?
Yes. Mike, another area of concern that I've heard something about is the whole sort of diversity issue, particularly as it relates to programming. And I just wanted to know, do you have a committee of inclusion, or do you have some committee that is looking at the sort of outreach efforts that you're making to reach the various populations, not only Latino, but other folks of color or age or, you know, that type of thing to sort of round out your programming mix?
Our Committee of Inclusion does exist. It has been meeting. It has it's chaired by a lady named Ngozi Kamau. She is Kamau. See, there you go. I do that. Yeah, I do something wrong. But she is, you know, extremely dynamic, and I'm very impressed with her leadership skills. Of course, we're still in our formative stages, and I agree with your observation that we could do better on some of our programming. I think we could do better on our board representation and getting more diversity of board members, because we don't have the diversity that this board has at our local level. And I'm hopeful that, again, we're still in formative stages, but we do have a COI that has strong leadership, and we have an anti-racism and diversity committee that I'd like to get up and running. I'm going to be the convener of that committee to get it started. It had a few rocky roads up front, but we are okay. Certainly in those formative stages.
Thank you, and I wish you the best.
Yeah, well, and we endorse what you say very strongly.
William.
I'd really like to see your governance materials. I think that all the LSBs should, like, get clueless on, like, what those are, because I think that we're coming along in ours in Berkeley, and it'd be great to see what other folks are doing. I'm going to yield the rest of my time to Gerald, because I think he's going to touch on diversity, something I care a lot about.
Yeah, and don't want nobody to get me wrong now, because I ate up all your barbecue and everything. No, I did. It was good. It was good. So I don't want you to get me wrong. I'm not trying to be nasty or cruel. Because anybody that gets bombed by the Klan twice in one year can't be all bad. From my perspective. All right. So look, but I do think, and you know what? You're saying all the right things as far as I'm concerned. I'm listening to you very intently. But we need a definite plan here, because I don't see nothing but Negroes. I'm over there by the shrine. I see Negroes everywhere. I want to see them involved in the station. I think we got a committee. Good. What do you see, though? How do you do it? How do you accomplish this? How do you break down? You say we're building the bridges. Okay. Does the bridge have potholes in it? What's going on? Because we see this a lot of places, you know, huge populations, and somehow we're unable to relate, to connect with these folks. So here's just a little motivation for you real quick. You in Bush Company. This is Bush Country. This is a little area. If we have a problem with the FCC, who's going to back you up? Cowboys? Who? you find a friend in the black community, brother. I mean that. You will. So let's have a plan. What, you know, tell me a little more concretely. You know, have you all had a town hall meeting, for instance, in these wards? You know, this concrete thing, do we do that in Berkeley? We have these little town hall meetings, and we find they work. We actually get subscribers out of them, you know, because we wind up working with the community to build a town hall meeting. You know, we go to all the events we can. My time is up.
Don't forget Asians and Latinos.
Okay, Mike, your response.
Well, I mean, Gerald, I just want to tell you that, and we have, I mean, I hear you, and I think that a town hall meeting in the 5th Ward or the 3rd Ward would be something of order that would be appropriate. I also think connecting with black and Hispanic and perhaps Asian and other organizations of color is something that we need to do, and we need to be the inviter. We need to be the initiator, and we need to go to them, and we need to say, we are a station of inclusion, and we want to know how we can better serve your community in terms of our own programming, but not just our programming, but our makeup, our operation, our staff. I think those are goals that are reachable in a short period of time. And I think I'm hopeful that we'll get there.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Sorry for taking up so much
time.
No,
that's
fine.
Thank
you all.
Thank you very much. And thanks to everybody else from the KPFT LSB who made it here to be here. Thank you very much.